is it because of the... This is my mom. Hold on. I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi. And don't be holding traffic because you got cars behind you.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, when it comes to home equity, bigger, always better. And our friends at Mortgage Right have a program that will help you gain more equity while paying less out of your pocket. With Mortgage Right's Wealth Builder program, you can build equity faster than you would with most other mortgage programs, and you don't even need a down payment. Apply your cash towards a lower interest rate or shorter loan term instead. Save bigger and better than you can with most other mortgage options. Go big and go home. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. It's a crazy story I just came across. So a Dutch man is on vacation in Spain with his wife.
Okay.
They rent a boat.
All right.
He decides to cliff dive.
Yeah.
She films it. Problem is, when he jumped, he hit rock.
Oh, no.
Video obtained by the New York Post shows 31-year-old man jumping off the cliff at the Margrethe Islands on Thursday afternoon. In the video, it appears the man hits a sharp rock before landing in the water.
Ah.
Wife, who was unidentified, was with their son filming from the boat nearby.
She can be
heard on the video saying, "Oh my God."
What does he live?
No. Autopsy determined the man suffered.
That's the answer?
There's an autopsy.
From a broken hip and arm. He drowned after losing consciousness.
Wow. Jeez, that's awful.
So just don't do these jumps, right?
Well, I mean, I think that would go without saying, but
it makes me nervous watching people on Chimney Rock.
Just Chimney Rock.
Yeah.
And you
know you're going to hit water.
I guess you don't technically know. I mean, if you don't jump out far enough. I mean, how many times when you've got your little one up there, you have to say, remember, you got to jump out. You got to jump out.
Man, it's a big jump from the top part. I've never done it, nor do I really want to.
Me either. The closest I ever came, and I had a belly full of rum in me, was
a belly full of
the ice cream
rum
at the mall. They don't remember the mall.
Had a belly full of rum. We were on our honeymoon and we were in Jamaica and we'd taken some catamaran and then we were stopped at some
place.
Did
you pack clothes for that trip?
very little clothing. I had on a thong at this point. But it was one of those slides where you have to hold on and you slide off the cliff and out over the water and then you let go and drop into the water. Problem is, if you don't have upper body strength like I do not, and when you leave land, you're heavier than you think you are, especially with a belly full of rum. And I held as long as I could, but I didn't make it out as far as everyone else, and I barely made it to water. Barely made it to water.
Yeah, I did the rope swing at Rick's Cafe there. Was that the place you were at?
I did go to Rick's Cafe, but after that incident, I chose not to do the rope swing.
So we got a Washington State trooper made a surprising discovery jammed inside the back of his U-Haul truck during a traffic stop this week. The trooper Cunningham pulled over a driver hauling a car that was partially hanging out the back of the truck. Photos of the unusual scene, there it is right there,
show that
a single packing strap was securing the car inside the back of the truck.
All right, get the smallest U-Haul they have available.
Yeah. It's only $19.99 a day. It's right there on the side.
Cited for failing to secure a load and fined $139 since the driver didn't have a valid license and then the rented U-Haul was overdue for return. Both vehicles were impounded.
I mean, technically, if I just put a red oil rag on the back of that bumper, am I not legal in Alabama at that point?
How do you get that in there?
I'm guessing a ramp and then just keep driving till it stops.
You know, I can actually picture this. What he did, I guarantee you, was he backed up into a ditch so that the bumper was even with his yard and he just drove it right up in there. That's the way you do it in the country.
But how do you get out of the car? Do you climb out the back window?
That, Lance, is an excellent question. I think you have to climb out the back window. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Or they put it in neutral and push it.
So, though boat hot tubbing is not a new concept, Alex Cantwes and his team set out to create a true hot tub, one-of-a-kind experience in that Spa Cruises design team. Look at this.
That's a pretty funny name, though.
And they will collaborate with clients to determine finished materials, colors, and sport accessories. They go on to say, and quote, addition to a wide array of color options, the consumer can choose teak decking colors, metal accents, copper clad, propane fireplace, custom stained tiller. You can also have a metal champagne bucket in there. Let me see that again, Rocky.
Well, can I make a point?
They look like they're having fun.
I don't think I want to be floating around out in the sun in a hot tub. That seems really hot.
Yeah, but if it's cool water.
Well, that's a different story, obviously.
Then it's so. I mean, you can see it at Lake Martin, but you can see the snow up on the mountains brown. So this is going to be cooler temperature, warmer water.
Yeah, you're not going to do this in the middle of the summer in Alabama, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, the one in the middle looks like she's never seen sun.
Yeah, she is a little white skinned.
I don't blame her. I do like that chilled wine.
I'll give them.
That doesn't seem uppity at all.
Original name, the Spot Cruzy is pretty good.
I mean, what are we working on the front? Is that what warms it up? It looks like you got a little chimney. Is it a fire warmed?
It's a lighthouse.
No, Jim's right. It looks like you throw the coal in there.
Because I have been in a wood burning hot tub before. It keeps the water warm by burning wood.
So, like on the Bugs Bunny, it's just a pot over a fire, basically.
Yeah, basically. I told
Did
the
somebody
story,
start chopping onions.
I told the story on the air. It's north of town. I don't know where it was, but it was my friend Kelly Orr and her husband Johnny's family cabin. Somehow they knew it. They knew the people. And when we got there, and it was sort of a couples retreat we were on, six couples.
Where do you drop your keys?
I knew it was coming.
Sunday school class retreat. So we were up there, and they've got a hot tub, but it's wood burning.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? And sure enough, it's a big...
Seems like it's right there in the description.
It's a big hot tub.
What is that?
And my buddy B-Dub had to build a fire, basically, in this little area that the water was up next to. And depending on how close to the wall you were, the warmer the water was, and not or not warm.
Did you enjoy this? Was it enjoyable?
It was a blast. Again, I had a belly full of rum.
Yeah, but it did. Wow.
How many people could the hot tub fit?
I think it was freezing cold outside. Like it was 28 to 30 degrees outside.
So
it was at night.
But the water didn't bubble like a normal jacuzzi. It was just
It did not bubble.
It was boiling, and you needed to get out.
It was very much like that cartoon when Bugs Bunny would sit in the pot and the guy would walk around cutting up the apples and carrots or the potatoes and carrots. Yeah. But it worked. It was cool.
Interesting story here. A panel of judges in Sheffield have ruled that calling a man bald is now sexual harassment.
I really agree. And I wish you guys would stop.
Now, each of these three judges overseeing the court themselves suffered from hair loss and concluded using the word bald to describe someone as a form of discrimination. Now, according to the Telegraph, the judges also moaned about their own baldness during the hearing, which the paper points out basically suggests commenting on a man's baldness at work is the same as remarking on the size of a woman's breast.
Very similar.
I can see those two together.
Exactly.
You know, Fred's bald and Jane, she's...
So, Finn, who will now be compensated, took the Yorkshire-based company to court, claiming that he had been the victim of sexual harassment. Finn cited an incident that took place in 2019 with factory supervisor Jamie King, claiming that King's remarks about his appearance, quote, crossed the line. Now, Finn and King's entanglement also broke into violence, and during their run-in, King, who was nearly 30 years younger than Finn, called him a bald "see you next Tuesday."
Well, I don't think the bald is the... part there that was
probably. And it's inaccurate.
One city near Chicago is now limiting the number of cats and dogs that a household can have, even issuing fines for excessive barking.
Not a bad rule.
They recently approved a per household limit of number of cats and dogs, allowing two of each pet per household. And the owner of the animals are also making excessive noise for more than 15 minutes at a time between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. could get a $100 ticket. Well, I got a neighbor that'd be a problem for.
A lot of barking. That hasn't improved?
A little bit.
Yeah.
My little two dogs, one of them barks a lot and loves to be outside. The littlest one.
Does Angus. He bark outside?
He does, but he doesn't when I'm in charge. And it's like, okay, he's got to go outside at 7 in the morning. It's Sunday morning, 7 a.m., and I let him outside to do his business. And I'll stand at the door and I'll let him stay out as long as he wants to stand. But he knows, first bark, I'm picking him up, bringing him back in.
You're back in.
And he'll sit there and he'll look at me. And he'll
just debating.
He sit there in the sun. He'll look at me and he'll go, woof. And I pick him up. We go back inside.
In.
I said, I told you, dude, you sit out there all you want. Yep. But there's no barking, not at 7 in the morning.
I'm right there with you. Every time I let Lady Bird out, she barks.
Yeah.
Yep. You just can't do it. Can't wake the neighborhood up.
So your neighbors are doing their show somewhere else saying, now that Lance Taylor guy with that Lady Bird, all she does is bark.
Again, I pull a Dunaway.
Yeah. One barking in?
Yeah, she's getting pulled in.
Meanwhile, Maggie, if she's listening, love you, babe. Well, the dog will be just going to town out there. So we're training her right now, training him right now. Now, this is the training we have going on right now. We have this little treat, right? And Maggie will go, quiet. Angus, quiet. And he'll stop barking. And she'll go, good dog, and give him the treat. And he'll eat the treat. Love it. Well, now he's looking at her, and he'll go, and he'll go, ruff, ruff. She'll go, quiet. Angus. And you give him a treat. And so I'm like, all you've done is teach him to bark.
Yep.
You put your finger in the mouth and you're giving him a treat.
Angus is like, every time I bark, I get a treat. More barking.
So we've been debating back and forth whether she's teaching him not to bark or to bark for a treat.
That's right. I think
I'm right.
I think you're right on this one. Yeah. You've told Angus to bark.
I really don't get this story, Rocky, but the city of Utrecht is kicking off a campaign against sexual harassment on the street on Friday by catcalling men as they walk. Now, the city wants to draw attention to this type of harassment, which half of women and girls fall victim to in this city, by making men feel, quote, how uncomfortable and sometimes even threatening it is to be catcalled.
They're going to love every minute of it.
Not, if it's just for a day, sure.
It's not going to work the way they think it is.
No. Hey, I was walking down the street and them two hot chicks over there.
They said the campaign's kickoff is deliberately confrontational and abrasive.
Yeah, deliberately stupid is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, shake that moneymaker for me, Jimmy D.
Rough.
Hey, everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market is a game changer, and Mortgage Right is the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter's stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.